You're listening to the I Can Relate podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. On this podcast, we talk to relatable and amazing people with real-life struggles and joys, sharing the goodness of God. Each episode is designed to bring encouragement to your life. So make sure you subscribe today. Also, don't forget to give 5 stars and write a review so others can find this podcast and be blessed. Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to episode 25, and I cannot believe that we are at episode 25. This is so exciting for me, and thank you again. If you are listening to the podcast and you've been supporting me along the way, thank you so much for being a part of episode 25 if you've come through this whole journey. So today on the podcast, I have my friend, Carol Lincoln, and she is actually from my church heritage here in Ashburn, Virginia. And I am so excited to have Carol on the podcast because I feel that all of my listeners need a Carol in their life. And I feel like if I have reaped the inspiration and just the encouragement in my own life from her, I feel like many others would reap the benefit of her encouragement. So that's why I had her on the podcast. We have a lot of amazing women at our church who are kind and gracious and really just have welcomed me in as a pastor's wife. And it's been such a blessing. And Carol is one of those ladies. And Carol is just a positive, positive person. And Carol, welcome to the podcast. I am so glad that you're here.
Well, I'm sure glad to be with you. I'm loving it.
Carol, would you mind telling me your age?
Oh, I don't mind at all.
Okay.
I'm 76 and proud of it.
I love it. Okay. 76 and proud of it. And I am just so excited about this because, you know, we need to learn from the older generation as well as the older generation needs to learn from us. I think it's a team effort working together.
Amen.
Sharpening each other, you know, as long as we're living and breathing, we have something to share with one another. And so I just thought it would be so awesome to have Carol on, not just because of like, oh, she, you know, she is an older woman bringing wisdom, but she is a positive person. And I love that. That encourages and inspires me so much. And so, Carol, I just want to ask you, first of all, how long have you been married to Mr. Larry Lincoln?
We have been married 57 years.
Wow. That's so awesome. Congratulations. And what is some words of wisdom that you can share with us younger women about marriage? Just a quick thought.
A quick thought.
Be
a good forgiver.
Mm.
Yeah, I know that's very popular for people to say, but that is, it's absolutely essential. Mm. And, you know, you're a team, you know, be a team. We work together on things, and he compliments me because he's very non-pulse about things, and I'm very high energy. And so we kind of blend out.
That's right. Isn't that neat how the Lord does that? He always kind of seems to put the opposites together and your weaknesses are their strengths and vice versa. So
absolutely.
That's really awesome. And then how many kids do you have?
I have 2 children. They're grown. They're in their 50s. And that seems so odd to say, but they are. They're in their 50s. And we have 5 grandchildren. They're all now teenagers and up, so we don't have any little guys anymore.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to possibly having great-grandchildren. That would be very nice.
Yeah, that's right. You just continue to go through each season. And we're even going to talk about that just a little bit later in the podcast. But the first question I want to ask you is as far as the positivity. I think that in the day and age that we're living, we need positive people. And like my husband, he's very confident. He's very positive. He's he's not a worrier at all. And I love that. Like that attracts me to him. And so the first question I want to ask you is, positivity something that comes natural, or did you have to work at it?
Kind of my natural bent, I would say. Yeah. But I think what more so played into that was, I was from a very large family. I was the oldest of seven.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of time to not be positive. You needed to be flexible and you needed to get the job done. So I became very, always looking for the good side of things. So I think that was my bent. It's also, you have to kind of make a choice about it. You have to choose to be positive. It's just like I think I said to you once that, when you get up in the morning, you tell your children, you can have a good day or you can have a bad day.
Yeah.
Let's choose here. Right. Now there's a lot going to happen during your day and you have to always feed back to that, to I'm choosing to do the right thing and do it the right way and to be positive. And, when we're negative about things, a lot of times we miss out what God has for us. Mm,
that's good.
You need to embrace the tough times too, because God has a lot to say to us in the tough times. Mm. And so I think that we have to choose. So one of my favorite verses, and it kind of wasn't my life verse, but it became it later as I got older, was Psalms 5:3, where it tells me, you say to the Lord, my voice you'll hear from me in the morning. As we pray and we pray to him and we ask for his guidance, and he does that. And I have this little saying I say to people a lot. I say, keep looking up, because that's what we need to do. We need to look up to the Lord for guidance, and we have to refocus all throughout the day.
Yeah.
It's not a one-shot deal.
So, you are this positive person, and you said you're 76 years old, so you have already walked quite a bit of mile, right?
Most of my life is behind me, yes.
You have.
That's okay.
Well, you said that. I did not say that.
Yeah, well, it is.
You have plenty more years. Yeah. But what were some ways that you found joy when the seasons in your life were different than how they are now? So like I said, you've already gone through early marriage and motherhood and watching your kids continue to grow and graduate and now being a grandma. What were some ways that you found joy in those different seasons?
I would say that I wasn't any different than and have the same feelings that you young ladies have now. Your lives are very busy. There's a whole lot going on, and there's just times when you just are at your wit's end of how to put all the pieces of this puzzle together. And that's just one day. Mm-hmm. Then you go on to the next one.
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah, true. I would say that there's pitfalls in every stage and every season of our life. When you're a young mom, your attention is so focused on just getting the job done, getting everything taken care of. And you miss some of the joy of it. I know it sounds awful. I know some people aren't going to like it, but sometimes you have to allow the dishes to sit there. Okay.
Yeah.
And you need to go sit on the floor and do a puzzle or whatever it takes, because you miss a lot of your children when you don't take the time to be with them. Yeah. And that's the quality time. Now, that's in an ideal world. It's not going to always be that way every day. You just can't, we just can't do that. But one of the things that we did in our house is that we made it an absolute must that we ate dinner together always. Mm-hmm. We always ate with our children. We always ate with them, because as they grow from, you learn a lot from when they're babies, but when they start to grow and they get to be like Marcus and Miles' age, they have a lot to share.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. And I think dinner times are real important. We made it so important that if my husband had to work late, he would come home and eat dinner and go back to work. Because that was a very positive thing for us in our family. And we needed that time together. Yeah. I think that the way I found joy in a lot of cases is that to give it away, okay? If you pass some on to someone else, you reap it back, okay? You may not feel very joyful, but God might point out to you, you need to call somebody. The Holy Spirit prompts you. Don't miss the opportunity, because when that happens, you need to say, okay, this will wait. This is an appointment that God has for me. And I took years to learn that. I didn't know that when I was in the midst of screaming children, but it is something that you need to practice, that you start to listen to God during your day, even when it's a horrible, terrible day, God is speaking to you. And so you need to set aside time to be for other people. Yeah. And I know that moms feel very much alone, and sometimes you are. I was an alone mom because my husband was gone all the time. We were in the military. And so I was mom and dad. So I had to practice all the types of things. But I think that time spent with your children when they are young, you will reap the benefit of that when they are terrible teenagers. Because then you know your child. If you have spent time with them, you know their bent, you know how they are. Yeah. And I think that's important. That was just one plus thing that we did in our family.
Yeah, no, that's really good. That just, even spoke to me, and I appreciate that so much. And just those words of wisdom. Who was it in your life that exemplified a spirit of positivity that you can just pinpoint and say, yeah.
Okay. I know exactly who it was in my life. And it's very odd because you titled this, Everyone Needs a Carol. And this happened to be our very closest, dearest family friend. And because they were so close, I called her Aunt Carol. That was her name.
My word.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she That's lived awesome. Right across the street. And I would say some of the reasons why I got the spirit of positivity from her was, first off, she was a very godly woman, and she was a good sufferer. She had rheumatoid arthritis, very grave, but she was a good sufferer. She taught us to see that it's okay to express your pain, but you know that God is there for you. And she was very non-condemning when we were teenagers. We could go to her. She always had great words of wisdom. She was a soul winner. She loved Jesus, and she shared the Lord with everyone. And
that's what a soul winner is, just in case that's a foreign term to some of my listeners, is someone who shares Jesus, the gospel, with others. Go ahead, Carol.
She was someone to be looked up to, and you know, as a teenager, I really looked up to her. But she was positive when she had a whole lot to be negative about. She could no longer do the things that she used to do. She couldn't, because of her condition. And so she had a very loving husband, and he would even carry her upstairs to bed at night. But she had a lot that she could have complained about, but she didn't. She chose to be happy, and she chose to express that to all of us. And you just couldn't be around her without just loving it. You know, it was just... And you could think about
it. It was contagious.
Like, yeah, it was.
Her spirit of positivity,
It was so much joy. And she had so much joy because she cemented her faith and trust in the Lord. It was just like she was bonded to Jesus. And she had a family. She had kids. She was raising children as well at that time. She was my mom's age. But she was such a powerful force in my life. And so I pick her as the person that I think really gave me a spirit of being positive through all circumstances, you know, good and bad and ugly. She was always there, right on. So great woman.
That's awesome. And, you know, that speaks in both ways. That speaks to maybe, you know, praying and asking God to give you someone that's a Carol, or maybe that's you being a Carol. That's one thing you would encourage our listeners to do to be a better encourager.
You have to learn to not be fearful and worry. And I know you're going to all just cringe when I say that, but it robs your joy. And then if you don't have the joy, you can't give it away. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have it inside of you, and you have to be able to give people hope. And I think that's all part of being joyful. You know, people need hope today. Young moms need hope to get through today and through the night with their kids, and teenagers need hope. There's in every phase of life, and in everyone you meet, I like to be a hope giver. So maybe that just transcends to being joyful to me, because like meeting you, I felt such a connect that the Lord wanted me to encourage you. Mm-hmm. It was there.
You were an encouragement.
And it was just there. And so in order to do that, I have to be able to not be consumed with fearfulness or worry or things like that, because that robs that joy from you. I will tell you one thing I think moms are, and I think we're over planners, and that's another thing that will rob you of joy, is if you're an over planner. And I'm very organized, and I am very, you know, straightforward and everything. I keep a neat house, all of that. But I learned a long time ago that I needed to write my day timer in pencil. Now, you all do it on their phone now, but I would do that because I think that we need to allow God time to work in our lives every day. And when we make it so tight, we don't do that. And also what happens then is you can't be an encourager. If you are a over planner and you are scheduling all of your day down to the minute, you can't possibly be an encourager to anybody else because you have no time. And you have to allow yourself time. You have to allow people time. And you have to give people a lot of grace. I mean, you have to look at people like Jesus sees them, because there's some people that need a lot of grace. And I sometimes need a lot of grace. But yeah, I think that another thing that I think we need to do is that to keep ourselves right, we need to face our own problems as they come up. Okay. Don't let things linger in your own life, because that also steals your joy, and then you can't give joy to someone else. Yeah, so, I don't know that those are really the answers that maybe everyone is looking for, but those are just things. I like to give people hope. I like to take the young person and say, you know, you have a lot to give. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to do that, because that's what Jesus did. I mean, he was kind and sweet and loving and let people know that he loved them. And that's what we're doing when we encourage people. We tell them that we love them and we care about them. Yeah. And we're going to give you hope when there is no hope, and there's days when there isn't any.
Yeah.
And so we may be the only person that day that is nice to someone.
That's good.
They may never have someone else that reaches out to them in that day. So it costs nothing to be kind.
Yeah. It really doesn't. And just living with that mindset, what you just said, you know, we need to live with the mindset that it's not about us, it's about other people. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get wrapped up in our life and in ourself, me included. I can get wrapped up in the things that I need to get done, that I'm not focusing on the people around me that maybe need the encouragement. So, you know, because I'm wrapped up, I got to get this done and got to get this done. And so just being aware of that and just saying, okay, you know, asking God, guide me today, lead me to someone who needs a word of encouragement, and allow me to be that person in someone's mm-hmm. life today. I'm just thankful, Carol, that you were able to come on the podcast and just share the wisdom that you have shared with me. And I wanted my listeners to hear that.
Well, it was my pleasure. I loved every minute of it. Very exciting for someone my age that didn't know what a podcast was. It was lots of fun, Becky. I enjoyed being with you.
Well, I love you, Carol, and thank you again.
I love you too.
And I know that this episode is going to be such a blessing to someone. It's been it's been a blessing to me, and it's been a conviction to me as well, to change just a few things. Also, you know, well, we can't change on our own, but asking God to change those things in my own life, and just being more of a positive and joyful person, and being that Carol. Well, thank you again, Carol, for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I hope that you will share this with a friend. Also, if you can give me 5 stars and write a review, this will help others to find the podcast and be encouraged as well. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time on the I Can Relate podcast.